If you ask the best in the world the single greatest secret to success, they'll smile and give a gentle laugh. You're asking the wrong question. Being extraordinary is not a single element. It cannot be distilled down to one thing. We're told that being a success is a magical thing that happens in a place you'll arrive. The hard part is that this long-held truth is the biggest lie. Extraordinary features humans that have reached the top of their field and become extraordinary humans. The door to being extraordinary is now open. Will you walk in? This is part 5 of 30 Days of Extraordinary. I'm your host, Jeremy Ryan Slate, and this is the companion to my book, Unremarkable to Extraordinary. If you're here as the companion to the book, welcome. If you've come because somebody shared this with you, welcome as well. You can grab your copy of the book over at getextraordinarybook.com. We're going to be looking at 5 different people in this series of episodes. The first is Dave Asprey. He's the founder of Bulletproof, a health and nutrition company. So we're going to be taking a look more at the things you're putting in your body and how you can handle health that way. We're going to be chatting with Dez Clark, who is a Pro Bowl tight end with the Chicago Bears. But we're going to be talking a lot about financial health, which is something people don't learn and something that Dez was adverse effect about initially in his NFL career and turned it into a strength as he became an advisor later on. We're going to be chatting with Frank Shamrock, who early in life spent some time in prison, turned that around and became a Hall of Fame UFC fighter. There's a lot about physical health, mental health in this interview. We're going to be chatting with Gretchen Rubin about how you can just be happier in general. We're going to be chatting with AJ Hawk, who was a first-round pick for the Green Bay Packers. And frankly, the reason this episode is included is because one of the biggest things that AJ learned is how to train differently as he got older so that he could keep playing. I think this is something Christian McCaffrey, that plays for the Carolina Panthers, learned, because he always trained as hard as he possibly could, and injuries became a problem. So with AJ, this is really interesting, because if you can't stay on the field, you can't keep competing. So I hope you guys enjoy part 5 of 30 Days of Extraordinary, the health of the whole you. I'll catch you guys for part 6, creativity.